Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Today's topic? Something super important, something we all struggle with at times. Practicing self-compassion every single day. Ever feel like you're running a marathon in your own mind? You know that feeling when you trip up, make a mistake, or just have one of those days where everything seems to go wrong and the inner critic starts to chime in, blasting you with all sorts of negativity. Well, guess what? We've all been there. It's totally normal. But here's the thing. That hush in a voice doesn't have to be your default setting. You can choose kindness, you can choose understanding, and you can choose self-compassion. Now, self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, care, and understanding that you would offer to a good friend going through a tough time. It's about acknowledging your struggles without judgment, recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, and remembering that you are worthy of love and acceptance, even when things get tough. So how do we actually put this into practice? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Recognize your humanity. We're all human. That means we mess up, we have setbacks, and sometimes we just don't feel our best. It's not about pretending you're perfect or avoiding those uncomfortable moments. It's about acknowledging them with grace and understanding, knowing that these experiences are part of what makes us human. Think of it like this. If your friend had a bad day, would you judge them? Probably not. You'd probably offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or maybe even just a funny meme to lighten the mood. Treat yourself with the same level of kindness and support. 2. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that constantly puts you down? Yeah, we all have one. But here's the thing. You don't have to listen to it. Start paying attention to those negative thoughts and ask yourself if they're really true. Are you being fair to yourself? Would you say those things to a friend? Most likely not. When you catch yourself spiraling into self-criticism, try to reframe those thoughts with more compassion. Instead of "I messed up," try "that didn't go as planned, but I can learn from this." 3. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help you cultivate self-compassion. When you're fully engaged in what you're doing, you're less likely to get caught up in negative thoughts or judgments about yourself. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply notice your breath, your surroundings, and your physical sensations. This simple act of awareness can bring a sense of calmness and grounding, helping you connect with yourself on a deeper level. 4. Be kind to yourself. It sounds simple, but it's often the hardest thing to do. Treat yourself with the same kindness and care that you would offer to someone you love. Take breaks when you need them, indulge in activities that bring you joy, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. 5. Remember your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. When you're feeling down on yourself, take a moment to reflect on your accomplishments and the things that make you special. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and remind yourself that you are capable of amazing things. Let's say you missed a deadline at work, a common experience for all of us. The first thing you might do is panic, berate yourself for being incompetent, and imagine the worst-case scenario. But what if, instead, you took a step back and said, "Okay, this wasn't my best moment, but it happens to everyone. I'm going to figure out how to move forward from here and learn from this experience." See that difference? That's the power of self-compassion. It allows you to acknowledge your mistakes without letting them define you, helping you bounce back stronger and more resilient. Remember, self-compassion isn't a one-time fix, it's a daily practice. Some days will be easier than others, but the key is to keep showing up for yourself with kindness and understanding. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. Be kind to yourself. Acknowledge your struggles, celebrate your wins, and remember that you're worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Want to share your self-compassion journey with the community? Drop a comment on our social media pages or send us an email. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for more Daily Stoic Edge, your daily dose of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.